Good evening, and hopefully y'all weren't expecting Rick, and if y'all were, I apologize in advance that hopefully I won't be up here and bore you to death or put y'all to sleep, but hopefully look at a couple of scriptures and hopefully look at the Word, God's Word, the truth, that something that we can use to help us in society, help us in our daily struggles, and it was one of those, while we were sitting there singing that last song, it was a perfect song for the one of the last verses we're going to look at this evening about to the Word, and hopefully I'll remember to tie that in when we get there. But again, good evening, and glad everyone's here, and it kind of starts off with kind of where we were when Rick asked me last week and how the harvest was going and everything. It's like, well, it all depends on the weather guy. And, if I don't like the right forecast on this channel, I'll just change channels until I find one that I like and I agree with. And, it kind of got me thinking, this is how a lot of people are with news, with weather, with everything about it. They'll just go until they find what they want to hear. And, and that's kind of where our society is, and we'll go, and if we can't find what we want to hear, we'll just either make it up, or we'll find somebody's newscast, podcast, some kind of tweet or something that agrees with what we're thinking, and then we'll just think, well, we're in the majority, we're in the right to have whatever thought we have is fine. And as Christians, we have to be faithful to the Word. We have to be faithful to the truth. And, and how much of our society and how much, do the people, make everything fit what they want it to be? And that's kind of where we're going to talk on that tonight for a little while. And it kind of boils back to another lesson that I've given before. But, hopefully everybody might be here, be familiar with Paul Harvey. And yeah, his story would always be, he'd always have the rest of the story. I remember listening to KKYN or KDJW. He'd always be on at 10 after 5 or 5:30 on different channels. But he always had the rest of the story. And we were always amazed with the story itself. But then when he'd always give us the rest of the story, who it was that he was talking about or how this or that had come about, it was even more amazing. And, and it was, us changing the way we look at the scriptures or how we look at, society and the news and the world of how we want the rest of the story to fit what we want. And as Christians, we can't. The rest of the story is right here in the scriptures. The story itself is, and the rest of the story, how to complete it, the truth of it is. And we're going to kind of look at, and how a lot of people misuse the verses, misquote, and everything to get the rest of the story that they want. And we're going to start in 1 Corinthians 6 chapter and in verse 12. And this is something that, a lot of people, and I'm sure every one of us has probably encountered it, they'll find a verse to make it fit their situation. And if it means cutting it in half, cutting it off at mid-sentence or in mid-process or mid-verse, they'll make it fit whatever they want it to fit. And here's some of these that, we're going to have the rest of the story. And in so many cases, it's not just, you got to go hunt for the answer through the scriptures. It's right here. It's right next to the question or the verse that, that they're going to make it fit their situation. But in 1 Corinthians 6 chapter and verse 12, everything is permissible for me. And, for a lot of people, that's just good enough. It says, I can do anything I want to. As a Christian, as a person, as a human, everything's permissible for me. God put everything on this earth for me to enjoy and to do whatever I want to do. And yet, that's not the verse. That's not where Paul was trying to get to. And we can finish, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. And here Paul was talking about some problems that they were having in the churches with eating out of place, with sexual immorality, taking place in the church. And yet, a lot of people will just take the very first part of that verse and just say, it's permissible. God's grace, God's love is so good that it's so large that I can do anything that I choose. And it really doesn't hurt me, and I'm still going to have that home in heaven because God loves me that much. And yet, they don't want to look at the rest of the verse. They don't want to look at the truth, the scriptures that's right there with it. And then a lot of times that leads to another verse that, I just mentioned, God's grace. So in the Romans, the 6th chapter, a lot of people, you've heard it and it sounds great. It sounds good. It sounds, very Christian-like that, everything's there for you. God's given us everything on this earth to be enjoyed, and, it doesn't matter. We can just go out and enjoy it, and if it hurts your feelings, that it's, some people might say it's a sin, but yet, God's grace is so great, I can be forgiven. So in Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so the grace may increase? And some people can kind of look at that, and if they just stop, right after that verse, they'll just say, Paul says it's okay to sin. It's okay to do whatever we choose to fit whatever situation we're in, whatever we encounter, it's okay. Because God loves us so much. He has so much grace for us and so much love that He can cover all of our sins. But let's go ahead and read verses 2 and 3. By no means. We died to sin, how can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that you are all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? And yet, here are some stipulations to have the opportunity. Are we baptized? Are we a believer? Do we follow Christ? Yes, we will all fall. We'll all sin. We all fall short. But yet, do we correct ourselves? Do we learn from our mistakes? And so many times, to fit the narrative, the situation they're in, it's like, well, it's okay. God's grace covers everything that we have, and it covers all of our problems. And yet, here we can see, the next two verses. It's not like you've got to hunt and read, the next 400 pages to try to find the answer. Is it okay to keep sinning when it's right there next to the question? And yet, so many people, will take it out of context, take it out of the situation to fit whatever they feel their situation needs. And again, that verse kind of referred to, being baptized. And so that goes to the next one that's, misused or abused so many times, in Acts 2, in verse 37. And I'm sure we've all heard this hundreds of times. We've probably read it, many more times than that. But in Acts 2 and verse 37, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? And then in verse 38, Peter replied, repent. And some people, it's like, hey, that's all we need to do. That's easy, convenient. It's something that I can do without getting wet. I can do that without, being singled out. It's something I can do by prayer. I can do that individually. I can do that without making a scene. I can just repent. And if you look up the definition of repent, it's deep regret, change, or sorrow. And they can have that, but if they don't go to the next step, they don't finish the rest of the story, they don't continue to finish being a Christian or to start being a Christian is in this case with what's next. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the promises for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. And here, the next step is to be baptized. You know, we have to repent and be baptized. It's a two-step process. It's not just one that says we're going to go off and have a prayer or have somebody pray over us. We have to be baptized. And, you know, and here's one that kind of, you know, can be a whole other lesson on itself, is what kind of baptism? And well, and then if you go to the scriptures and you can follow and you can see, it is a complete immersion and not just a spiritual baptism, but a physical baptism. It's one not by sprinkling, but by complete immersion. And yet, so many people still leave off those critical details. And it's kind of like a lot of the details that is, you know, if we went out and got dressed or got up in the morning and got dressed and had a breakfast and we went out and started our car and then we waited 8 hours and we went out and killed it and thought, well, that's good enough. We went to work, even though we never showed up at the job. We never left our garage. You know, we completed our job. We started the car, and we killed the car at, you know, 5:30, but we never went to job. So many times, that's kind of how a lot of people look at being a Christian. You know, we get started, we get all dressed up in the mornings, we have our breakfast, and we're ready to go, but we never leave. We never get in the car, we never go to our job. We never get past getting in and doing something as a Christian. And that's kind of where, you know, it's not just I decided to be a Christian. I'm going to go out and repent, and that's enough. And then somebody else might take it the next step further, and let's go get baptized. And they get baptized, and they think, that's enough. And, you know, you got to take the next step, and the next step, and the next step, and the next step. And because there's always going to be more that you can do as a Christian. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen at the snap of your finger. It's something that is going to be a continual struggle. It's going to be hard at times. It's going to be easy at times. And yet, if we don't keep, you know, going to the rest of the story and going to that next step, you know, just being baptized or just saying you're going to repent and change your ways and be called a Christian, you're missing the rest of the story. And here, you know, we can kind of go and look at a couple more verses. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and you can see here now where we stop, you know, saying and some doing, but we have to actually do something. We, you know, and this is here an example that Paul was talking about here in his letter to the Ephesians. You know, if we've been sinning, we've been doing something wrong, you know, just quitting isn't good enough. We've got to correct our problems, but yet we have to work with our hands. We have to help others to do that. And he was talking in the instance here in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, in verse 28. He who has been stealing must steal no longer. And a lot of people will look at that verse and they can cut it off right there and say, okay, I'm a thief, I've been stealing, and I've been sinning, and yet, okay, I'm good enough, I can quit. You know, I'll quit stealing, I'll quit sinning. You know, here's the example, and that's good enough. But yet, the rest of the story, the rest of the verse is, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. It kind of goes back to the song that Mike was leading, to the work. You know, it's going to be some physical work involved in a Christian. It's a lot of spiritual work. But yet, we have to be ready and prepared to do it. And just saying it is not anything close to doing it. And it's going to take some effort on our part. And if we're not prepared for that, then, you know, do we really need to reevaluate? Do we need to look at why we're here? Because it's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort to be prepared to go out and to work with our hands, to help others, to help others maybe not go down that road in the first place, but yet, you know, be ready and prepared. You know, they might have some other sin. They might have some other troubles or problems that they come to you, and the only way you're going to be able to help them is to be prepared. And that's kind of where the next verse we're going to look at is in 2 Timothy. And how, you know, it's our responsibility as Christians, it's our responsibility to look at the truth and to be prepared. And in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and let's look at verse 2, 3, and 4. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage. With great patience and careful instruction. And, you know, again, here again, a lot of people will just say, you know, preach the word, you know, be prepared. You know, we don't know when, if, but we do know that Christ is coming back. We do know the truth, and we have to be prepared. And, you know, and here again, you know, Paul was looking out in verse 3, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine, instead to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what the itching ears want to hear. And that's one I always have to remind myself of, you know, when I'm looking at weathermen. You know, if I don't like what one weatherman will tell me, I can find one that'll tell me what I want to hear. It's going to be 70 degrees and no wind and perfect weather, and we can go out and finish harvesting, or we can go out and finish planting. But the reality is, we might get 5 inches of snow. We might be sitting around, you know, waiting for it to dry out before we can get out there in the fields and do something. But it's the same thing as Christians. If we just want to shop around and find someone to tell us what makes us feel good, we're not doing diligence to the Word. We're not following the examples that's in the scriptures, and yet we're just making it fit us, and we can't do that as Christians, and we can't do that and try to go out and help people, because they're going to turn around and they can start seeing every time that we use it to fit our situation, they can start using it to fit their situation. They can use it to cover up their sins, to cover up their mistakes, and to cover up, you know, anything that they doesn't fit their schedule. And yet, we can't do that as Christians. We have to follow and do the schedule, the plan of salvation that is in the Scriptures. And finally, in closing, we'll look at 1 John, the 3rd chapter. And, you know, here again, it kind of goes to it's a complete package. When we have to do the work, we have to be prepared to do spiritually, to read, to follow, and to study the scriptures, and then we have to go out and physically do it. And yet, it's a complete package as a Christian. You just can't hear the first half of the story and leave everybody hanging for the rest of the story. You know, to complete the story, you can't, you know, have a job without completing the task. And so many times, you know, that's what people do in the world, and so many times they do that, you know, in the church. They want to have the rewards without doing any of the work. And in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. And here again, it kind of goes back to the song Mike led before us, to the work. It is going to be some work. It's going to take some effort on our part, and it's going to take some, you know, time to be prepared, to time to to study, to look at the Word, to be able to answer those questions that people are going to have, and to answer the questions that we have. And that's something that it's not going to happen again overnight. It's going to take some time and effort on our part. And hopefully that, you know, something that, you know, everything that's been kind of going around in the world, in the news, you know, with so many things, you know, contradicting themselves and going out, and, you know, and what, you know, I thought about the weather guys or a market forecaster, you know, I can find one that tells me what I wanted to hear, but it's not what the truth is. I can find somebody to tell me the truth, but it hurts, and a lot of times we don't like that, so we'll just keep shopping it around. But as Christians, to be honest to ourselves, to be honest to other Christians, to help those that are in the world that truly need our help, you know, we have to know the truth. We have to know the Word, and the only way to do that is to read and to study it. And so with that, hopefully I brought something to you tonight that you can kind of take home and study and look at it. And if there are any in the audience that feels that they've been ready to take that step and be baptized and be a Christian and be prepared for the work ahead, or if they feel like they've slipped behind and let the work kind of cover them up and get behind with that, and they need the prayers of the church, they can come forward as we stand and sing.